setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Well, folks, continuing to bring hopeful content your way. And we are doing this through our Message of Hope series. If you've been following me on social media, I have been promoting, posting these messages from our Message of Hope series. It started last week. Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, and I did a Message of Hope live stream event. Millions of people have watched that. If you missed it, you can go to kencoleman.com/show, kencoleman.com/show, to watch a replay. This Friday, I am bringing my own Message of Hope as a part of this overall series. So if you're feeling out of control with all this mentally, and you're having a hard time focusing on what it is you need to be doing right now, I'm going to address that. So join me Friday at 7 p.m. I believe that's Central. Isn't that correct? 7 p.m. Central. We need to verify that, please. But join me, Message of Hope. We'll be promoting this on our social media channels. I believe that's 7 p.m. Central. Message of Hope will go live on our Ken Coleman Show podcast and on our YouTube channel. And just if you want more details on that, to check my times, kencoleman.com/show. kencoleman.com/show. 844-747-2577 is the number to join in the conversation. Let's go to Isaac, who starts us off in Fort Collins, Colorado. Isaac, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Isaac. What's going on?
Hey, so I've been listening to you and the whole Ramsey crew for quite a while now. So I kind of know the answer to this. I'm just more looking for your guidance. I'm starting a small business of my dream of... Found my dream through you. It's a security guard agency. Okay. Specializing in healthcare.
Okay.
So my wife and I were on baby step two. And so while paying off our debt and stuff like that, we've been cash flowing some of the first costs, like the license certifications and the business license LLC, stuff like that.
Okay.
But so we've decided on a 6 months fully stocked emergency fund before we actually go live. But what are other things I can prepare for, like a nest egg of sorts? Because I'm guesstimating about 4 months without any profit. Looking for your take on that.
Yeah, okay. So what I would want to know is your 6 months of expenses plan, does that include the shortfall of starting this agency and not having any profit for 4 months? So does that include what you would pay yourself?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I would do that. I just don't think you need to be any I can't talk for some reason, Isaac. Let me try that again. I don't think you need to be in a hurry. And so okay. I love the 6 months expenses plan, but I would consider that your personal emergency fund, correct?
Correct.
All right. So I want you to have, it's not even an emergency fund, it's a contingency fund. So before you launch this thing, you are going to have a contingency. Okay, because you know you're starting this thing. So what's the contingency? I think it's one of two things. One contingency is you take 4 months of what you would pay yourself out of this company and you save that personally, because there's no money right now, right? Okay, there's no money when you start this thing. So when you start this thing, there might be a couple clients you bring on board, but there's no money to pay you. So you need to have a contingency of 4 months of not having to worry about income. And I don't want you to pull from your emergency fund, because see, that's the point of that. It's an emergency fund. So it's not a pay yourself fund. So beyond your 6 months emergency, you need to have 4 months of savings that would take care of what you would normally pay yourself at a minimum. That way, you now are only focused on generating profitability and you're not hung up on, oh my gosh, I'm pulling away from my own personal fund, and then what if it takes more than 4 months? Now I'm in really tough shape. That 6 months emergency fund needs to be there as a true emergency. So, you know, either keep working the side job, keep working the day job and launch the security thing, is trying to line up other people. You got to come up. So it's one of two. It's I'm not going to need to pay myself, so it doesn't matter because I've got a day job, or I'm going to have 4 months of what I would pay myself set aside so that the company, the security company agency, doesn't have to pay you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Which just means simply one thing. It's going to take you a little bit longer before you launch. But as an entrepreneur, Isaac, you don't want the added stress of having to worry about paying yourself.
Mm.
That's what most entrepreneurs, I think it's the biggest mistake most entrepreneurs make. They don't have a contingency plan, meaning just saving up the money they need to make, and they don't have an emergency fund. You need both because you want to be focusing on the business, not stressed out over financial pressure. Make sense?
Yeah, totally.
All right, my man. You got it. You got this. Take your time. There's no reason to hurry into this launch. You know, I get the passion and the enthusiasm of entrepreneurs, but don't rush. Chill out. Be prepared to launch with a lot of contingencies in place so that if it doesn't work, and a lot of entrepreneurial ventures don't work right out of the gate, but then you're not damaged financially, destroyed emotionally. No, you could pivot. Okay, great. Now I know what not to do, and I know what to do. And good news, I'm not struggling financially. Let's go to Brittany, who joins us in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Brittany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. Brittany?
Hi, Ken.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How can I help?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So I've just recently started listening to your show, and I'm in a job that I want to get out of.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. A couple of people recently have talked about being financial coaches, and I feel like that might be something that I'd really like to do.
Love it. Tell me why.
I really like helping people, which is something I'm doing now.
Okay.
But I like to see people reach goals. My husband and I have listened to Dave Ramsey. We're on baby step. I think it's 6 and 7. So retirement.
Love it. So let me ask you this. How much do you make in your current job?
$80,000.
Yeah. And do you understand that being a financial coach means it's straight up entrepreneur? You're going to hang a shingle, start telling people about it, start getting people, one client at a time and really helping them. And you're charging them probably on an hourly basis. And that takes time to build that up. That's not going to turn into $80,000 right out of the gate. You understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, with you being a baby step 6 and 7, you and your hubs just have to sit down and go, okay, what's that look like? Because you could effectively start that business on the side and stay in that $80,000 a year job. But you don't have to. You're one of the few people that you could just go, I'm out, and leave the day job and put all your focus into the financial coaching business. It would probably yield results faster. But I say go for it. You are, of all people, need to go for it. But I still think, even though financially you've got options and you don't need the money, I still like to see you launch it on the side and be responsible. Go for it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy because I've been there. It's intimidating, it's scary, there's a lot of doubt, but I can tell you it was worth it because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There you're going to find 3 free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume. Flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the 5 strategies that'll help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all 3 guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. How about some good news? Joe, Madison, you up for some good news? All right. Just to let you guys know, I just wanted to see if you're paying attention. Because I'm going to share it whether you wanted me to or not. So this came in from Ranger Will Garrett. First of all, if my username wasn't at Ken Coleman on Instagram, I would want it to be Ranger Ken Coleman. I think I would like that handle. But this is Ranger Will Garrett. I want to read this. This is a direct message or whatever they call it on Instagram. Hey, Ken, I've been a longtime listener of your show and followed your career advice, and I'd love to tell you my story soon, but I want to brag on my wife today. She is a registered nurse at Prisma Health Baptist in Columbia, South Carolina. She's working extra hours on her ICU unit, taking care of multiple COVID-19 patients, serving as a coronavirus site manager, training fledgling nurses, and continuing to pay for her MSN to become a family nurse practitioner online, all while working more than a full-time job. She is a hero, man, and I am so proud of her. You asked for real-life stories on the show yesterday, and I wanted to share that. She is a true hero. Love that. Thank you for sharing that. And this is just a fun reminder. Hey, if you're making progress in the midst of this coronavirus crisis, things are going good for you, or you've got a story about somebody like Ranger Will's wife or just something positive, please email me, ask@kencoleman.com, or you can shoot a message to me on Instagram or Twitter. @KenColeman is the handle on both of those platforms. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kelly, who joins us in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Kelly, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Nice to talk with you today.
Nice to talk with you.
I need your help.
Okay.
My husband and I have differing opinions.
Uh-oh.
We purchased a business in 2017 and owner financed it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives us a nice hefty loan payment every month. And with that, we also inherited two very quality, seasoned customer service, excellent employees that are much higher paid than what payscale.com recommends for our particular industry.
Yeah.
Now that we're expecting the coronavirus to affect more of our business in the upswing part of our year, which we always have a low cash flow in January and February. March was lower than normal, and we kind of expect to not have the boom in in the spring and the summer.
Right.
So my opinion is to lower our overhead by letting those employees seek other things in the future and let them go and hire less expensive employees and, of course, train them with the good customer service that our customers expect. But my husband would like for us to extend our business loan so that we have a lower payment and keep the quality employee. And so if you have another opinion, we are up to hearing what your solution or opinion is.
Okay, so I want to get into the numbers a little bit more.
Sure.
How much money would you save if you went with your route A, which is let those folks go and then hire somebody that are less expensive? So I'd love to know how much you would save with plan A, your plan, or plan B, his plan. How much money is actually saved?
Okay. So in yearly salary, my plan would save us $20,000 just for that one employee.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two employees that are above the average, but one is severely above the average.
Yeah, so, but wait a second. I want to know both. I want that number on both.
Okay. So $30,000 is my estimated plan if we go from, you know, seasoned employees to brand new employees.
Okay.
$30,000. My estimate saves $30,000 in 1 year.
Okay.
With his plan,
which is a loan, which I don't like.
Right. And to be honest with you, I don't either. So I haven't done that calculation. So, but let me do it really quick. Let me see if I can give you a number.
Yeah, take your time because I'm building your case for you.
Okay. So that would be $2,800 a month times 12. Okay. His plan, in theory, if we get approved for the loan and if he can extend it out another 10 years like he wants,
right,
it would give us $34,000 cash flow for the year.
Yeah. No, you go with your plan because there's so many ifs with him extending the loan, and he's going to try to make sense of it by going, this saves us money and allows us to keep these people. But we're talking about a $4,000 difference.
Right.
In order to take on a loan, and things could happen in the future that would negatively affect you that have nothing to do with this current situation. And you're stuck with a loan. Whereas your plan saves the company $30,000 and there's no debt involved. It's absolutely a no-brainer. I think if he's trying to make excuses for not letting people go during this time, I get it. I get why he's doing that. The guy's got a good heart. So do you.
He does.
So do you.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
we love these employees. It's not like
I get it.
Not like they're bad employees.
Right. So now there's one other option that I can think of right now. Okay. So this is in the moment here. And the risk of in the moment thoughts on live radio is I haven't had a chance to think this thing through, but I think it's worth a conversation. The question becomes, how much do you really need to save? You know, because could you ask those folks, here's the situation. You guys, we inherited you when we bought the company. You're good people. But the reality is we're getting squeezed and that's going to affect you. And so we've got to make some changes. We could, A, let you guys go. We don't want to do that, but we could, and it would make a lot of business sense. And we could hire other people who are dying to work right now, and we could save a lot of money that we need. The other option is you guys could take a temporary pay cut, and let's revisit, you know. But that means you guys have to revisit. Would you pay them more later on? Would you expand their role? But that's at least a conversation to where they get to keep their jobs, but you guys lessen your financial burden right now. But what I don't know is would that help you enough anyway? And if it doesn't help you enough with them taking a temporary pay cut, if that doesn't help ease the burden enough, then you got to go with your option.
One bad thing about this is that we have already cut the guy's salary $10,000 last year.
Yeah, I get it.
So,
but well, hold on a second. But that's not as bad as telling him you got to let him go.
Yeah, that's true.
Look, these are desperate times. Okay? And so desperate measures, and I don't like using the word desperate here because I don't want to, I'm not saying panic or whatever, but the point is these are extreme times and you two have got to sit down and get on the same page and go, what's best for the company? Because I may have to ask them to take a temporary pay cut, but the loan is not a good decision. You guys don't need a loan. That's the reality. You don't need a loan.
Yeah.
I don't like playing poker with the company. I don't. I'd tell your husband if he were on the line, he needs to go with your option, or I'm going to call it option C, Ken's plan. But that's, I don't know. What we don't know is, will that really help you? You guys got to run the numbers. You know?
Okay.
But what would be a Band-Aid situation? And show them that, by the way. But you and your hubs have got to say, if we do this and ask them to take a pay cut, is that A, enough to help us? And if we say it's only a 3-month thing and then we're willing to get them right back where they are and build the company, then that's a great option. That's the least amount of pain, right?
Right.
But your husband is kind of going, well, the way to do no pain is to extend the loan. And that just puts more risk for pain on you. And that's not good. I don't like that at all. 844-747-2577 is the number. Coming up, we'll get some great emails that we're going to share with you. It'll really encourage you. We'll answer those email questions as well. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. We'll be right back. pushing forward despite the pandemic of panic that has gripped our leaders. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Curious to know what you, the people, think. My email is ask@kencoleman.com. I want to know what you think. You can also reach out to me on Twitter @KenColeman, on Instagram @KenColeman. I want to know. How far is too far in saying you got to stay home? How long? How long is too long before you think we do irreparable damage to the economy, or we do so much harm that it creates a whole host of other issues? I'm just curious. I really am. Not a political talk show. Not going to go on a rant about it, but I want to know. We know what the healthcare professionals say. We know what all the blue check marks on Twitter are saying. We know what the president and all the governors are saying. I just want to know what you think. No question this thing is scary and on a lot of levels, and it's very, very, very brutal disease for those that get it and have actual effects of it. And I know it spreads easily. I do. But we're also, we've got this world we're living in and this reality that our economy has been absolutely upheaved in a matter of weeks. 4 weeks ago, folks, I want to remind you that we were sitting in the hottest job market in the history of our country. Now, crazy high unemployment. It's only going to get higher. That has an effect on folks, has an effect on people, has a real life effect. I want to know where you sit. What would you do? What's the balance? Is there a balance? You for the shutdown, shut it all down, we just deal with the ashes later? Does America get back to work with more stringent behaviors? What do we do? Well, how's this impacting you? I want to know. Ask@KenColeman.com. You can call in the show and let me know. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Nelson, who joins us now in Midland, Texas. Nelson, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm living the dream, Nelson. What's going on?
Oh, I'm just going through a little bit of a career, not necessarily a dilemma, but just some questions I'm having with my career. I've been in the oil and gas industry for about 6 years now, and over the last 6 years, ever since I got out of the military, I've been feeling like I need something more, yeah. You know, just trying to decide if I want to go to the police academy or do something like that, but I don't know if I can take the pay cut, and that's kind of where I sit.
Okay. What are you making right now?
Right now, I'm making 85 to 100 based on bonuses.
Okay, give me an average over the last, you said you've been doing it 6 years. Give me your average, what you've been making.
We'll call it 85.
Okay, good. All right, so that's 85,000, and let's just fast forward the dream here for a moment, and you get through the police academy, you get that gig, what are you going to make? What's your range of compensation?
First year officer is 61,000 here in Midland.
Okay, then what?
It steps up a few thousand dollars a year, every year after that. Based off of what I read, 61 to, I think, 63. Okay. And then I think you're 468.
Yeah.
To come forward that far.
All right. Let's just have fun here. Okay.
Okay.
What if I told you you would make 85? Would you even be on the phone with me?
No.
Yeah. So it's not the, is this something I want to do? The heart has made that very clear. Okay. That's what you want to do. The issue is, should I do it? And your brain's going, hey, why in the world would you consider that, Nelson? Are you some sort of doofus? Who in their right mind would consider doing something that they love that makes a whole lot less money than they're making now? And you feel like you're some sort of doofus. Am I right?
Kind of. I got a family I support. My wife starts working after this coronavirus thing goes away. Finally, since we had our kids, so that's kind of what I'm worried about, mainly, mostly.
Mostly what? That she won't be able to return to work?
No, she wasn't working. She hasn't worked for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I've just been my paycheck.
Okay. But I'm
in Midland, Odessa area is not a cheap place to live.
Okay. So my point, what are you worried about? That she, because if she goes back to work, that's good news, right?
If I'm making the right decision for my family, basically, if I'm going to do it and then look back and regret it.
Oh, okay. No, I get that. Okay, I got you. All right, so that's my point, though. What I want to establish is what you're clear on. Your heart's very clear about what you want to do and why you want to do it. So now we go, okay, but the financial thing is this is a definite hit, and that would affect your family. What kind of money do you think your wife will make when she gets back to work? Any idea?
She'll probably bring home about $2,000 a month.
Okay, so have you two sit down and said, okay, when she goes back to work, and then if I were to do this and take a pay cut, and we're talking about many years before you get back. Go ahead.
Yes, sorry. It'd be about a break even.
Okay. That's
where
I'm
at right now.
See, that's where I'm leading you right now. Break even, but you're doing what you love. You're not making less. You're making the same, but you're really, really fulfilled and happy. The other question is, could you reduce some things in your lifestyle? Could you move into a different neighborhood and maybe downsize a little bit, or maybe not downsize, but downgrade? Maybe not quite as an expensive area, but you reduce your expenses to where you come back out on top. Have you looked at all of those measures?
Looked at some of them. Downgrading house-wise in Midland, we're not in the cheapest area, but we're definitely not in the most expensive either.
Okay.
We're kind of right middle of the road. And
okay. Do you have any debt?
I don't really want to live in the cheaper area. The only debt we have is our house.
Yeah. How much you got left on that before you would pay that off?
$200,000.
So $200,000. You got the best rates going right now? Have you refinanced? Could you save money there?
Yes, sir. We just refinanced.
Great.
Yes, sir. I'm not necessarily sure it's the best rate, but it's
good.
It's in the threes now.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. So here's the deal. With your wife working and you jumping into this thing, you're at a wash. So you're not going backwards financially. So I couldn't say that that's a bad decision for your family. Now, if for some reason she can't work and she has to come back home, then you would have to adjust. What would you do? Right? But, yeah. At some point, 5-7 years from now, you're making what? $70,000?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was about a $15,000 difference in what you did make. But if she's working, and then what are some other things you could do, down the line? I got to tell you, man, I'm not going to tell you what to do because I don't ever want to be that guy. And I always try to lead you to a point where you say, what do you think you should do? So that's what I'm going to ask you. What is your heart telling you you should do?
My heart tells me I just do it. Just make the jump.
Right.
And go for it.
Well, because I think that, but my point is, we just walk through the head stuff. You're not making an irresponsible decision as the leader of your home. You are not doing that. I can tell you that. Not based on what you just told me. So I want you to be confident that you're not making a bad financial move here at all. You've got options. So I think you got to trust your heart. I always am going to say, trust your heart every time. And your head's been trying to talk you out of this, and I get it, because you're a good dude. You got a lot of character, and you want to take care of your family. But you're not in any kind of danger of putting your family behind the eight ball financially. So if your wife is on board, I say go for it. Don't look back.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, man. Appreciate your willingness to serve our community. Okay, I am going to do the emails next, Joe. All right, so The nature of having your name on the show is that I can do the emails next segment. And I talked about doing the emails this segment, and I didn't get to it. I'm glad I talked to Nelson. So coming up, we got a really fun email I want to share with you and some great email questions. So that's coming up next segment. I want to remind you of two things. Number one, we are on YouTube every day at 12 Eastern. Just search The Ken Coleman Show on YouTube. Secondly, subscribe, because you're going to get notified of things like my message of hope that I'm going to be sharing on Friday night, 7 o'clock Central. So go check all of that stuff out and on my social media, at Ken Coleman on Instagram and at Ken Coleman on Twitter. Search The Ken Coleman Show on Facebook to stay tuned with what we're doing and all the programming and good news we're bringing you. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up. Welcome back, America. The Ken Coleman Show is bringing you clarity so that you can have the confidence you need to step out on the path to fulfilling your purpose and the courage needed to stay on it. See, that clarity and confidence is huge right now in the middle of this coronavirus. It is. Those of you who are clear, you start to get a little shaky, start to lose some of that confidence. What do? You retreat back to clarity. Okay, I know I'm in my sweet spot. I know things have changed outside of my control, but I know I can get back on that path. I know what I'm supposed to do. I won't be shaken off of that foundation of clarity. If you're new to the Ken Coleman Show, welcome to a show that's not about politics. We talk about purpose. Every man and woman was created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed, but it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. You don't just get to kind of, well, I'm going to mail it in. I don't think that. I don't think that at all. I think you are supposed to fill a role. Somebody out there needs you big time. You want to talk about our men, these men and women that are on the front lines of this healthcare crisis, called to be a nurse, called to be a doctor. They're putting themselves in harm's way. They're working in incredibly long and stressful hours. It's not just the length, it's the stress. Fighting for people's lives. Caring for someone deeply and then seeing them pass away within 12 hours. What keeps you going? The sense of purpose. These men and women, they all need congressional medals of honor, Joe. Every one of them. That'd be a cool gesture, wouldn't it? For the president to do that. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Adam, who joins us in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Adam, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, it's a complete privilege to talk to you, man.
Thank you,
brother. I'm hoping you can help me
All right. Through developing confidence. All right, hit me.
Developing confidence in how to sell myself.
All right, so where are you struggling? Tell me where you're most struggling.
I'm the kind of guy who says, just give me the job nobody else wants to do. Pay me what it is that you think I deserve for the job that I've done. And I was in a situation where I had to negotiate my new role. And I just was very ill-equipped for that.
So what's interesting is you're the guy that says, give me whatever job you need. Yeah, I don't care. I'll do it.
Yep.
That sounds like a confident guy, doesn't it?
Sure.
I'm serious. That's a confident dude to go, hey, look, give me the gig. I'll get it done. I'll figure it out. And then pay me what you think is fair. That sounds like a confident guy. So what's interesting is you struggle when somebody goes, all right, what do you think you're worth? Is that what I'm hearing?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? How is it that you're super confident when you go, you can count on me. I'm the guy. And then you can't go, but I'm also worth this. Where's the disconnect in your mind? What do you think's causing that lack of confidence when you have to say, hey, this is what I believe I'm worth?
I don't know. I feel like maybe growing up in like a church, it's like an affinity against pride or against,
I think that's,
you know,
exactly
that kind of
arrogance what it is. I think that's exactly. Yeah. I think you're such a good dude. I wanted to put you on the spot and make you answer it so you could hear it. You think you're this prideful, arrogant jerk for saying, this is what I'm worth. I should be paid this. You think that is bad to say that out loud. Am I right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's come at this a different way. Because that's your head. It comes from a good place in your heart, but your head's telling you, oh, that's prideful, that's arrogant, that's gross and slimy, and a good Christian man doesn't do that. Well, that's a total lie. So number one, your brain's lying to you, and it's coming from a fear because you don't want to come across that way. So you see that's actually fear lying to you, and you're afraid of coming across that way or anybody thinking that about you. Do you see that?
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we do. How do we short circuit the brain because the brain's lying to you because you're letting fear? Well, number one, we just called out the lie. So next time you hear that, you go, that's a lie. The second thing is why don't you go get the truth? And the truth is there are websites out there that will tell you or give you at least an informed view of what your marketplace value is. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I know I'm right. I love to be right when it's on your behalf. Now, Adam, go do your homework. the next time that pops up, or if you can still negotiate that, or if that's still in flux, you got to go do your homework. And when you see the facts and you see what your marketplace value is, then you've got something else in your brain to combat the lie that you're an arrogant jerk for saying, hey, this is what I deserve. No, the marketplace says that. Go with that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. The Ken Coleman Show continues to shine the light of clarity and confidence, even in times of uncertainty. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Public service announcement. Why don't you do your own research on this thing, this coronavirus? Why don't you do your own research? Why don't you actually stop paying attention to all the 24-hour news media and all of the people on Facebook that are your friends that have influence over you? And why don't you stop paying attention to all the blue check marks on Twitter? And why don't you go do your own research? Why don't you go do that? Because now we are getting into a new area of national shaming. And folks, if you don't understand the power of your peers and the power of media and what you read to shape how you think and act, you better wake up right now. There's my public service announcement. How about that, Joe? Ambiguous enough? I'm not telling you which way to think. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm telling you, why don't you do your own research and thinking this in these days? The herd mentality is dangerous, shall I say? All right. Joe, it's time to open up the electronic mailbag.
Ken's electronic mail.
You've got mail.
Ty writes in, hey, Ken, I've been making progress, but I'm stuck on something. I'm working on putting myself out there as a content creator, but keep falling back on the fear of copying someone else's idea. When I think I've come up with an original idea, I find out it's already taken. Can I use an idea that someone else is using but add my own twist to it without sounding like I'm copying their idea? Yeah. There's a difference between being influenced by somebody and being a plagiarizing maniac. Don't plagiarize. Be influenced by something. Go, yeah, that's a really good thought. What would I add to that? If I like a thought and I see a thought and I want to share the thought, I could always go, now, what are some additional things that I would share? What does that say to me? What does that cause me to think? And what does it cause me to do? That's how you take ideas and do something good with them, and you're not a ripoff artist. Meg writes in, hey, Ken, I was halfway through the interview process when Corona hit and everything stopped. I reached out. They let me know that I was a finalist for the position and they would be in touch with next steps. I haven't heard anything since. I am fortunate to not have lost my job, and it's not a bad situation, but I was really excited about this opportunity. What do I do now? Finding it hard to be patient. Yeah, Meg, so you've got to sit here and look at this situation and go, A, they may just be doing a hiring freeze just to conserve cash during this time because nobody knows how long this economic disruption is going to go. And so that's very reasonable. The second thing is they may not know what their future holds. There may not be a company. I mean, I hate to be dire, but that's the reality. So right now, there's nothing you can do other than send an email and maybe a voicemail to that person and go, hey, I understand things are crazy uncertain. I'm totally fine sitting tight, but super excited if this job opportunity does become relevant or it's an opportunity that actually surfaces again. Please let me know. I would love to be there. And that's all you can do. Bugging them right now and trying to stay on top of their mind in the midst of all this, not a good idea. I'd send the one email, maybe a handwritten note, the same message I just shared, and I'd leave it at that. Keith writes in a long email here. This is really encouraging. He said, "Hey, Ken, in this strange time of panic and fear, I just wanted to share some good news. I'm 45. I'm a fourth grade teacher in Southern California. I served in the military for 13 years, and I have a bachelor's in athletic training and education. I also received my MS degree in health and human performance. I knew a long time ago that I wanted to be a teacher. It just took me a while to accept it. I've also been a coach for over 20 years. So teaching and coaching is my thing. I started listening to your show in January and started implementing your wisdom. I made a list of what I'm good at and what I like to do and what results matter to me. This activity led me to realizing that personal training and coaching in that area was something I really wanted to do. So I used the proximity principle, got a side hustle as a personal trainer, and I will be coaching 3 times a week for an hour class. I've never been happier. It fits into the rest of my schedule and gives me so much positivity. Secondly, I had been feeling complacent in my job as a fourth grade teacher and been looking for something new. So I acted. I took the credentialed exam for physical education and passed them. And now I'm completing the educational requirements. Next year I'll be teaching the second grade, which is exactly what I wanted. So just really good progress in the midst of all this. I just want that kind of stuff to encourage you. If you're making progress, please email the show. We want to read stuff like that every day. Ask@kencoleman.com is the email address. Back to the phones we go, 844-747-2577. Mabel, is it Maybell or Mabel? Maybell, I love that even more. Maybell is joining us in Point of Rocks, Maryland. Maybell, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm happy to. What's going on?
Yes. Well, I kind of like want to focus or streamline where should I concentrate my love, my passion, my strength, but also increase my income. I am currently full-time chief of staff at my church. Mm-hmm. I am a co-owner of a landscape that my husband and I run. So okay. I do that kind of like a part-time.
Okay.
But I am also a certified coach. Okay. And I really love to help people, you know, like...
Certified coach in what area?
Life coach.
Oh, life coach. Great. Okay.
Yes. You know, just kind of like helping people define their future with God's blessings.
Yeah.
Right now, with everything that is going on, like financially, advice is being like the number one. And I love numbers too. So, you know, I've been also doing a lot of that. And I even like started an FPU, like coordination, like now online, kind of like to help out as well.
Right.
So I'm like all over the place, but I need to, again, like concentrate, also keep an eye on my income because anything that has to do with coaching is being like free. My income, my source of income is, again, like through the church, you know, being full time there. I'm also a pastor there,
okay.
Being a chief of a staff and the landscape that, again, it's with my husband.
How many hours a week are you putting into the landscaping company?
Probably, I will say between 10 to 15 hours.
Okay. And you guys are paying you? You guys pay you out of that as well?
Not really. Not right now because, you know, this is just us trying to build it up. So
okay.
I'm doing all the accounting, the invoicing and all that.
Okay, good. Well, that'll come back to you. That's good. Okay, so you would love to be doing more life coaching, right? If you could get paid doing that, that's what you would really like to be doing.
Correct.
Would you walk, let's say that we just move the money over from your church salary to the coaching, the life and financial coaching. Would you walk away from the church if that was the case?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I guess like everything that I touch, I just like go, you know, all in.
Yeah. So what's your question for me? What's the big question? So
the big question is that I guess like, again, like everything that I touch, I go like all in, but I'm getting to the point that I'm running out of time to juggle everything, you know.
It's priorities.
Exactly.
So here's the deal. This is you first, and then maybe you and your husband, maybe another good friend, somebody who's objective. But I think you've got to make a list first. You can't keep doing all this. So if you had to choose, and you don't right now, but if you had to choose, what would you choose? And I think you have to start ranking these things. Well, if you had to choose, if I was going to take one thing away, but we didn't lose the income, which one would I choose? What do I really want to do more than everything else? Because you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, but you can't do it to the level that you probably want to. At some point, all these tensions, they're going to keep pulling on each other, and you're going to have to choose anyway. So choose now and get feedback. Well, my time's up, but you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want to make sure you check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Chris Hogan Show.
I am so excited to be able to talk to you all week in and week out. We're going to talk about your money, your life, your dreams, and your goals. You know why? Because I'm your coach. Whether we're talking about building wealth, paying off your home early, investing, paying for college, and guess what? How to become an everyday millionaire. We're going to focus on taking your calls because you matter to me. Together, we can do this.
The Chris Hogan Show is available wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can go to ChrisHogan360.com.